Here's another dispatch from the world of advertising. Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate. He has this review of a new commercial for that perennial underdog Miller beer.
I'll always have a place in my heart for Second Bananas, the Pepsis and the Schicks of the world. I mean, imagine it. You're a mega brand, a huge success with the massive sales and the worldwide distribution, and yet insecurity gnaws at you. You dwell in the shadows of your rival, trapped in the murky half-light, longing to feel just once the sun on your face. Oh, you muddle on, ever the gracious runner-up, but inside you there is red-hot rage. At night you shriek into your pillow, "I hate you, Gillette! Hate you, hate you, hate you!" And you sob until you fall asleep. Or at least that's how I would handle it. But Miller Brewing Company, long a second banana to Anheuser-Busch, appears to have a different plan. What you're hearing is an ad that really needs to be seen, and you'll find a link to streaming video of it at npr.org. But I'll try to describe it. A man falls forward into the back of a line of people queuing along a city street. The people then start falling into each other, just like dominoes. And the human dominoes keep on falling. They fall through a busy office, into an elevator and out again when it reaches another floor, through a supermarket and a train station, and finally into a corner bar. But when the line of falls reaches a hip young man standing at the bar, he simply steps aside and ends the chain reaction. As he does, the background music sings, "Freedom of Choice." The puzzled young man is then handed the Miller beer he ordered, and the announcer explains what we're to make of this.
At Miller, we brew great-tasting beer, because you can get in line and take what they give you, or you can make your own choice.
It's a remarkable feat of choreography. The dominoes effect is no trick. It's just 150 stunt people falling down over and over and changing outfits between takes. It's perfectly done, in large part because the stunt people are so good. But while the message is clear, don't be a sheep, I'm not so in love with the brand strategy. The ad's creative director told me that Miller's rival, Budweiser, has become a default choice. If we can get people to think about what they're ordering, he said, it would be a huge accomplishment. I agree. But getting me to think harder about my beer choice is not the way to get me ordering Miller. It might lead me to a shishi new import or perhaps a carefully crafted microbrew, but it's hard to imagine weighing all my options and concluding that Miller is my absolute best choice. What's more, this pitch reads a bit like an admission of defeat. We give up. We'll never catch Bud. We'll always be second in category, so come drink with the beautiful losers. But what do I know? I drink Coke and shave with Gillette. You tell me, second banana brand fans, why are you choosing Schick or Pepsi or Miller? A contrarian statement? A vote for the underdog? Do you really feel you're sticking it to the man by going with a slightly less monolithic mega brand? It seems that's what Miller's banking on, and I wish them great luck, because despite my alpha brand tendencies, I do still love an underdog, except when it slices up my face like a Schick razor. So, viva la revolution. Long live the second banana.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate. Again, there's a link to his article and a video of the Miller ad at our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News.